Our dictation for Justin Walker, JustinWalker, date of birth is 6/29/1982, date of accident 7/20/2022, date of visit is 9/23/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation and he reports that he is suffering from various ailments. First of all, headaches. He is very moody, severe anxiety, and he is getting angry on the family, is depression, and change of mood is too rapid, very irritable in the morning. He is only able to sleep for 5 o'clock, and he has numbness in the both hands, involving all the fingers only continuously. And he can walk up to one or two blocks. And his numbness in the hands right is the more worse than the left. And usually it is off and on, but it lasts for quite a bit. However, in the legs, there is no radiation of pain from lower back. Currently, patient reports his pain in the neck is around 5 to 6. Pain in the right shoulder is also 5 to 6. And left shoulder is also 5 to 6. Lower back pain is 2 to 3. He is almost 60% better, according to him. Especially the lower back pain is now getting better. And he reports that his ability to lift an abduction for the right shoulder is 130, left shoulder is 130 degrees maximum when he starts having pain. Overall pain levels are between 3 and 5, and the pain and the ADLs are also not greatly affected except the work and mood that is affected 7 according to the patient. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. And the system review patient has reported very infrequent headaches and less intense to the tune of 5 or 6. There is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, and there is no loss of memory. The positive symptoms are fatigue, tension, lack of concentration, anxiety, and depression. Patient denies any panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness along with pain in the neck and pins and needle numbness of the both hands. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, other bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stools, trouble swallowing. And in the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reported there are changes to the pain has worsened in the neck area and shoulder area. However, there is no major change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. No other new trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse patient is utilizing alcohol and marijuana for further relief. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 130 over 91. Pulse is 81. Pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit, which is dated 8/24/2022, dictation number is 0824-080. The plan is as follows. Patient is already getting his medications on a refill. He has been advised that if there is any issue, just call us and we can redo the prescription. Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory. Scalexin 800 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Gabapentin, Neurontin for headaches and neuropathic pain that patients reported for radiculopathies. Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain relief. Votrin gel 3% is given, and Vivo patch also is provided. An MRI of the cervical spine and a lumbar spine is ordered today to identify the pathology that patient has been experiencing. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week, especially for the bilateral sacroiliac joints. And patient does not have any lower back pain, mild, but he can continue the therapy, exercises, yoga, and all that. And he's put back on a light duty. Oh, sorry, he's continuing on a work disability, housework replacement, and transportation. And he'll be seen in 30 days' time. By the time the MRI will be done, it will be more helpful. I'm also providing him an Onlux infrared device for photo modulation to help him with the pain relief, further pain relief, which will be deeper. Thank you.